You're watching The Top Five. Moving on now to our next story. Amnesty International has called on the Bahraini regime to end its intimidation of a Shia cleric. Sheikh Hossein al-Najafi was stripped of his nationality and was reportedly given 48 hours on Tuesday to leave the country. Authorities threatened to harm the cleric's family if he doesn't leave Bahrain. Najafi is among 31 opposition activists who were stripped of their Bahraini nationality by the Interior Ministry. After the deadline ended on Thursday morning, he received a call from a state security officer saying he would pay for his decision to stay. Amnesty International says the campaign of threats, harassment and intimidation against the Shia cleric is unacceptable and must stop immediately. It also condemned Manama's attempt to silence all government critics. But with us now on the line from Belfast is Mr. Saeb Shas. He's an author and Middle East affairs expert. Mr. Shas, welcome to the Top Five. What can be done, you know, actively against the Bahraini authorities? I mean, Amnesty International giving its report, voicing its concerns, but on the ground, is there enough pressure practically on the authorities?
I don't believe so, since, you know, today most of the Bahraini human rights activists are behind bars. Any citizen in Bahrain seeking to establish an unsectarian regime in his country or her country is vulnerable to the accusation of terrorism today. Then that accusation constitutes to the regime, jail them, exile them, strip them from their citizenship as well. So the campaign of torture and harassment against Sheikh Hassan al-Najjar and many scholars and activists is going on with full knowledge as well of Western powers. They are the powers who sponsor such a regime who are intimidating its own people. They are violating the regime, the rights of even school kids, as well using the Bahraini Education Ministry to profile school kids and then arrest the kids who fit such a certain profile. The education system then is waging a brutal campaign of intimidation against the activist sons and daughters and their kids in Bahraini school. If that fire is reached. In addition, we know historically this Al-Khalifa family believes that they own Bahrain and all the people of Bahrain reside there with the permission or generosity of Sheikh or his family. The Sheikh is, of course, the king today. That is why they act and they believe it's their own right to strip any citizen of Bahrain of their nationality. And that in its own is violation of international human rights treaties. We notice not even one country in the Western Hemisphere or in the Middle East condemned that, apart from a few Arab countries and Iran. The whole Bahraini regime package of policies, they are aiming at intimidating and silencing those citizens of Bahrain who don't accept the status quo. And yes. I believe these actions of the Bahraini government constitute to crimes against humanity. And we've seen the calls of international organizations such as Amnesty International and others fail on deaf ears, since there is no condemnation from any viable Western power or stopping to the aggression of the Saudis. The Bahraini regime will continue doing so and ignoring all the international calls.
Mr. Saeb Shas with us there on the line, author and Middle East affairs expert. Thank you very much.